Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Stick our juicy bits in your ears. That's not, I'm not
Canadian politics is boring juicy bits.
That's our new intro? Just a weird ass AI voice?
No, it didn't work.
What happened to all the music?
2 seconds. It didn't work. Hang on. I got it. 2 seconds.
Okay.
Technical error. Ready?
Sure. Yeah, I'm ready.
Canadian politics is dancing. Boring. Here we go. Juicy bits.
Everybody dance.
I'm dancing.
Canadian politics is boring.
Hey.
You would make a great DJ.
Hey.
Everybody dance.
So the juicy bits are going well. We've already had a speak pipe. I haven't listened to it. You have. Shall I play it?
Yes, please play it.
Okay.
So this is from, this is the speak pipe for, hold on. Don't play it just yet.
I played it and you just started introducing it as I played it.
I was going to say which one it's for. It's for the first juicy bits that we did on Pierre Poilievre and the whataboutism. So that's the episode this is referring to.
And SpeakPipe is you record audio. You can please go and do one for us. And also, if you've got any ideas for juicy bits you'd like us to dive into, just leave a SpeakPipe too. So I will play it.
Hey guys, Aaron from Windsor here. Thank you for welcoming me into your juicy bits. I just wanted to comment on them, your juicy bits, that is, and just say that interesting how Poilievre's response to being asked about the situation was to call what Trudeau did awful, disgusting, horrible, vile, racist, which, yeah, blackface is definitely not good, definitely a bad thing, for sure a bad thing. But if you're bringing this up in comparison, does that mean you're confirming that the current situation is terrible, awful, vile, racist? Like, if you're like, oh, this situation is happening, but what about when Trudeau was terrible, awful, vile, racist? Did he not secretly kind of just confirm that he agrees? That's terrible, awful, vile, racist.
That was a really good point.
That was a good point. I like that. Thank you so much, Aaron from Windsor. I'm assuming Windsor, Ontario?
So yeah, if you have a hot take, if you have an opinion on any of these juicy bits, you can just leave us a very quick anonymous voicemail within 5 seconds by clicking the link down below. It's literally like it's the simplest fucking thing in the world. What are the juicy bits today, Reese?
Today's juicy bits are Canadians think, I'll rephrase that, young Canadians think humanity is doomed.
I tend to agree with them.
So this is a.
I'm not a young chicken anymore, but a spring chicken. Not a young chicken. A spring chicken is the term. So
you can't call yourself a young person anymore, Jesse.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's, but
who's this old man trying to hang out with the young kids?
I'm in a weird position where I'm not an old man yet, and I'm not a young kid anymore. I'm in a
You're middle aged.
Yeah.
So the Lakehead University in British Columbia, I think is in British Columbia. It is in British Columbia, is it? I don't know.
How would I know?
If it's not, I don't know. Well, you've lived in Canada your whole life. I haven't.
I haven't lived in every single city in Canada.
Okay. Well, you've probably been to some of them. Anyway, so young Canadians aged 16 to 25, 1,000 of them were questioned for this poll. 73% believe the future is frightening. 76% think that people have failed to take care of the planet. 39% are hesitant to have children. 71% feel angry about the government's response to climate change. And 69% feel abandoned.
Honestly, I'm a little surprised those figures aren't higher.
Yeah, I mean, it's why I think like all these zombie films and like The Last of Us is so popular. It's kind of a manifestation of everyone's assumption of what the next century is going to look like.
It's okay. So, I mean,
I don't mean brain-eating mushrooms.
I won't go on a rant, but like, you know, the whole...
Please do.
The
juicy rant.
A juicy rant for our juicy bits. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Jesus. I've been saying this for a long time that capitalism in its current form, not capitalism as a concept, but capitalism in its current form, which is uncapped and unregulated, is destroying the planet because it encourages a lot of the time profits over people. And we see this all over the place, like Monsanto, Nestle, et cetera, et cetera. And so when profits over people becomes the norm, it becomes normal to lie to people and to make it anyway. I'm trying not to go down that path, but I do have a point, which is it's we've been lying. Like large corporations, which basically have the government in its pockets, have been lying to the people for so long to continue this facade, and it sounds like they're genuinely surprised when the young people are like, we see what you're doing. We don't like it. You know, like, hey, your house has been on fire for 5 years. Do you feel safe in your house? 76% said no. Like, it's weird to, like, you know what I mean? It's like, why are these statistics in any way, shape, or form surprising?
And there was another poll done by, I think, is Ledger. And they interviewed young Canadians aged 18 to 24.
Yeah.
And I think that... 46% of them would prefer socialism, 39% capitalism, 13% communism, and 8% fascism. That's kind of how the
8% wanted fascism. That's interesting.
8% of fascists out there. But it's interesting that if you add it up, you know, you've got almost...
If you add it up, it doesn't equal to 100%.
So you got about 60%. If you added like left leaning, it's about 60% of young people. And then the other kind of 40%, well, no, say it's over 50%, sorry. But the other kind of slightly less than 50% want capitalism or fascism, which is interesting. But also the poll did say that 71% believe that something can be done if people teamed up, and half of them think that they can actually contribute something to change things.
Wow.
So I think all I read that is that there's the next generation give a shit and are more motivated. And typically, like, I do believe this. I believe every generation pushes us ahead somewhat. And whenever I speak to my kids or like like any young people. Like typically, I'm always impressed by how mature their view is of the world.
Right.
And most of the problematic views are shared by people who were born in the last century, not this one.
Our age, yeah.
And that's not an overgeneralization. I'm just really impressed by like how far kids are in terms of their understanding of society and things. So it doesn't surprise me. And if people are angry that the most young people want either socialism or like left-wing politics of some kind, that's kind of more of a symptom of the fact that the day and age that young people are in now, like, they're fucked for choices.
Yes. It's encouraging to hear that they're not as bitter and jaded as me.
As you.
Yeah, exactly.
But honestly, I'd say to that if people are scared that they like socialism, if you're a market kind of pro-market capitalist kind of person.
We're kind of pseudo-socialist. We're not really socialist, but we're leaning towards socialism.
I've been an entrepreneur my whole life, so I can't really call myself a leftist when most of the time I've made money from businesses I've set up.
Leftism, being left-leaning doesn't mean you're anti-entrepreneurship. You're anti, you know, corporation.
No, but I guess I've built a life thriving in that kind of pro-market environment.
It's all about intent, right?
It is.
Like, if your intent was to make as much profit as possible, no matter what the fucking cost and who you cross and how many lives you destroy in the process, then that's not really left-leaning. No, I'd go with that. But, I've known you for a few years now, Reese, and I don't scream myself awake in the middle of the night screaming your name in horror because of the things that you've done and the atrocities you've, laid upon.
That's because you're lucky enough to not work for me. but my point is that if you need, you're right, it is the intent behind it, but I would say that it's much more of a, if people are outraged and shocked that the younger generation are turned into more left-wing ideologies and politics, then just make the system we've got work better for them. You can't be angry at them for coming to that conclusion when they can't afford to buy a house and their degree means nothing and there's debt everywhere. If you don't improve the current system, they're not going to listen to your foaming mouth. They're going to listen to, oh, look, my wages went up. Oh, look, I can afford to live. Look, these chicken wings no longer cost $30. It's that kind of thing. You've got to kind of prove it. You can't argue and go, Stalin, Pol Pot. You can't just say stuff like that to him and it means nothing.
Exactly. it is about intent. It's about intent. And when capitalism is uncapped and unregulated, it gets to these extremes. Unregulated, such as, hey, when inflation goes up, let's bring minimum wage up. Nope, we're never going to do that. Fucking ever. Fuck you. That's like, of course people are going to be mad and bitter and jaded.
Do you know what I like the idea of? We've got a minimum wage. I like the idea of a maximum wage.
I do too. Someone said I forget who said it. It was a meme on the internet that, like, when once as an owner of a corporation, once you reach $100 million in profit, you should be awarded a plaque that says congratulations, you just won capitalism and not allowed to make any more. Like, that's it. You've done it. You've won capitalism. Congratulations. You know, and I think that's really funny.
Well, yeah. It also means you don't end up with fucking melons like Elon Musk throwing their money around and then, like, you know, ruining things for everyone.
I feel like we could go on a tangent here, and that would make this short.
Also, I hope it gets back to Elon Musk that I called him a fucking melon. It won't. He doesn't need to give a shit who I am. But
no, shit.
So anyway, these
have you on the show, juicy Elon. Bits. Juicy bits. If you have a hot take on what we talked about today, just scroll down in your podcast player to a little link, which is speakpipe.com/Canadian politics is boring. And within, I'm going to say 2 seconds, you can be hitting record and leaving us an anonymous voicemail. You don't even have to leave an email if you don't want, or a name.
Like Aaron did. She clicked that link and she gave us feedback on our juicy bits.
If you want to put our juicy bits in your hand while you stand on a podium for the world to listen to, then you know where to go. So that's good.
Didn't quite make sense. It was just
no?
dirty.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah. Okay. Here comes the outro.
Yay, dance, everyone. Politics is boring, juicy bits.
Canadian politics is boring, juicy bits.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf from the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.